Well, we have all been there. You're talking to a Cherokee medicine man. You want to ask, does this look infected? But you draw a total blank. Well, dear listeners, those days are over, thanks to a handheld voice translation device known as the phrasilator. You say the phrase you want to know into it, and it spits back out in the real voice of a native speaker the thing that you're trying to say. The technology was first used by the military in Iraq and Afghanistan back in 2001 to help soldiers communicate in Farsi and Arabic. But for the past 2 years, one company's been programming the phrasilator to capture the nearly extinct languages of Native American tribes in the U.S. and Canada. Here's a clip from the phrasilator's promotional video.
This unit is programmed in Cherokee in both a male and female voice. Are you Indian?
Here we are, Joe.
Computer switch to Cherokee male. Are you Indian?
Here we are, Joe.
We talked to Don Thornton. He's the guy who got this technology directly from the State Department and brought it to the tribes. So how did you first become aware of this device called the phrasilator?
Well, we read about it in the newspaper and on the internet shortly after 9/11. The technology was actually created for the U.S. military after 9/11, and we got the idea that we could use it with native languages. We've been involved in native language revitalization for about 13 years now, so we started lobbying the defense contractor for permission to use the technology for native languages. But
because the phrasilator at that point was being used, can you tell I just like saying the word phrasilator? It was being used in places like Afghanistan by the U.S. military, as I understand it?
That's correct. They would use it, for instance, at checkpoints to say things like, we're going to search your car, or certain phrases like that, so to alleviate the misunderstandings in the field. So it was actually created as a tool to save lives in the field on both sides. So we got the idea that we could use it for native languages, but the defense contractor, they weren't too hot on the idea for probably a year and a half. They basically told us no for about a year and a half. The reason they gave was that it was on the State Department of Protected Technologies, and it was in fact illegal for a civilian to use it or to own it. So we had to get special permission from the State Department for that. The other reason is they just didn't feel there was a market for us.
Well, before we get into the way that you guys have been using it to try to sort of keep alive some of these traditional Native American languages, before we get into that, let's just actually talk about the phrasilator itself.
Well, it's a handheld unit with a big glass screen on the front of it. Larger than a PDA, it weighs less than a pound, and what you do is you use a laptop and you program phrases, pre-programmed phrases in your language onto the unit, and then you hook a cable from the laptop to the unit. You press a button, and it all goes into the unit. And then it can be used three different ways. You can touch the screen, and it'll say that English phrase in your language. You can also use a toggle button, or you can actually hold the button down, say the phrase, and it'll translate it to your language.
So the device is basically content neutral, if you will, when it starts out. It's a blank slate.
That's correct.
And you have to put in all of the stuff from whatever language it is that you're hoping it will eventually then be able to spit back out on command?
That's correct. And when we usually do a two-day training with the tribe, and during that time we will spend the first day teaching the software, and then the second day the tribal members will actually start building the language modules. And it's very typical that we can get from 400 to 600 phrases recorded just on the second day. And after we leave, the tribe is now self-sufficient, and they can continue recording on their own. And the unit will hold tens of thousands of phrases.
Do you have a phrasilator with you right now?
Sure.
Could you give me some sort of a demonstration? I know it's a little awkward with the phone, but maybe you could sort of say something into the phrasilator and then kind of hold it up to the phone. Maybe we'll be able to hear its response.
Sure, no problem. I have a Cherokee module here. This was recorded actually with my grandmother, Lucinda Robbins, in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. She's a master speaker of the language. So I'll say the phrase, and the phrasilator will repeat it in Cherokee. Brush your teeth.
And was that your grandmother's voice?
That's correct. Most of the speakers that we deal with are elders. And typically the process works like this. You come up with your phrase list, and then you submit it to the elder or to the elders. And the elders will sit around at a table and go over that list one by one. And and they'll edit it for their language, because the only one who could really edit these lists are the master speakers themselves. Once you've completed your list, the elder sits down with a headphone microphone on and just records the phrases one by one. After having prepared the list, it goes pretty quickly.
Is there a danger of mistakes now getting passed on through history? Because if somebody who is an elder seems to remember that this is how you say needlepoint or whatever, and there may be a little wrong, that's now maybe in 10, 15 years the only record of that word, and maybe it's wrong.
Well, let me start out by saying that the phrasilator is not really meant to be a preservation tool, but more as a revitalization tool. So hopefully you're going to be producing more speakers as you go along. The other part of it is that's the reason that the elders sit down at the table beforehand with the written list, and they can all go over it and decide on how to say certain words. But what you do find is you have certain dialectical differences between the within the tribe of the same language. Now, to account for that, what we do is you can switch between languages or speakers instantly. You can, for instance, say, in fact, this machine that I have, this is programmed in several different languages. So I also have a Comanche speaker on here, so I'll say like this. Computer, switch to Comanche. Now it switches over to the Comanche language, and now everything is by another speaker. So I could say, did you finish your homework? See, so
wow,
you can,
that's amazing.
Yeah, you can instantly switch, and you could have a dozen or 20 speakers on there if you want.
Well, now, if this isn't meant as a preservation device, if these are not supposed to be little kind of vaults of, things in this particular language, let's say you have a phrasilator. Let's say it has all this stuff loaded in for Cherokee. Who's now using it? Is it little kids listening to it like an iPod on their way to school?
Well, the tribes will use it different ways. And we're working now with more than 75 tribes, and I would say out of all the tribes, probably each tribe is using it differently. But the typical way a tribe will use it is they'll have a master immersion program where you have a master speaker who works with anywhere from 6 to 12 apprentice speakers. And what they'll do is they'll assign a phrasilator to each apprentice. And then these apprentices themselves go on to become teachers. So in that way, it's acting as sort of a 24-hour tutor to the apprentice.
How many phrasilators have you sold?
Well, we're working again with about 75 tribes. I would say the typical tribe buys about 10. Although we have had certain tribes who've purchased more. There was actually a tribe in Southern California, the Pechanga Band of Leseno Indians, and they purchase one for every tribal member, and they have 1,000 tribal members.
How much do they sell for?
They're $3,300 each.
Are you actually making money off of these, or is this just a financial labor of love for you?
No, we're a for-profit business. Although I will say, without the large sales, we do operate pretty close to break-even.
I was just going to ask how you say goodbye and thank you in Cherokee.
You basically just say wado.
How about saying thank you?
Well, that's thank you, but that's kind of both.
I see. Oh, well, that's simple. I like this Cherokee. I could get to like this if it's that simple. Well, Don Thornton, president of Thornton Media, a company that is distributing and selling phrasilators to different tribes. Wado for being on the Bryant Park Project.
Okay, wado.